News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, I want to turn our attention to a survey that was carried out by the Association of Catholic Priests. They looked at a few different issues, women in the church and whether they should allow a priest to marry and a priest to have children and a family life. This is a survey they carried out, of course, in anticipation of the Pope's visit to Ireland at the weekend. Joining me on the line to discuss the findings is Father Roy Donovan, who is from Limerick. So, Father Donovan, we appreciate you taking the call. I'm sure celebrations were in full swing last night in your own parish, as they were everywhere else around the county. Can you maybe just run us through the main findings?
Good morning. The main finding was women in church was number one, for equal opportunities for women in the structures and in leadership level. The second one was the whole shortage of vocations and the need for married priests and women priests. And the third one was reforms in the government of the governance of the church. Fourth was dealing with abuse. Obviously, if this survey was carried out this week, that would be a very different issue. LGBT issues, young people, and bishops and leadership. In that order, I think it was up to about 78% of submissions were on those areas. And now, one other area that came very strongly there was Laudato Si in the other respondents. The environment and the need to do something further on that.
Father Donovan, can I ask then, who exactly were you asking these questions of?
We had four. It's mostly Catholics, actually, because it was done through four regional meetings and also done through some on-spot service through the website and also in a number of parishes and among a number of groups.
So was this clergy as well included, as the laity?
Yeah.
Okay, so a mixture of clergy and laity, but people, I suppose, if they're at ACP meetings or they're coming out of them or they're on the website, these are people who are, I suppose, actively engaged, really, with the church.
Yes.
So what's your, I suppose, interpretation of the findings, given, as you said, the role of women in the church, particularly being number one?
It was good to see that coming out as number one. Like in the Association of Priests, obviously one of our big concerns where we're coming from is, representing priests is the aging clergy and, that the vocation crisis, they spoke about that 20 years ago, but that's past tense now. There are no vocations and who's going to replace all of these aging guys? And the huge pressure on the guys that are there, and how do you mind them that are there? But yes, that as somebody said to me, we need to open up every parish and ordain one or two people from every parish, and we need to put every possibility on the table as to who's going to replace all of these aging guys, and that includes openness to married people and women. But the women's thing, I think, is central because the women are seen as second-class citizens in terms of the structures and in terms of exclusion from leadership. So that is critical.
Well, just before I ask you about the likelihood of any of that happening, when you mention opening up the priesthood to married people, are you talking about ordaining people who are already married, or are you talking about allowing people, priests who have been ordained, to now get married?
I think every possibility needs to go on the table. Nothing should be excluded at this stage. That's how urgent the situation is.
What are the likelihood we're going to see any of this?
Probably not. And yet, Pope Francis has put more responsibility on bishops in every country and has said, you come up with the possibilities and we'll have a look at them. And that's the sad thing, is that none of the bishops' conferences in most places are coming up with answers at the moment.
So the Irish bishops have been tasked by the Holy See with coming up with solutions to falling vocation numbers and falling numbers, and you're saying they haven't really done anything about it. Is that it?
No, they haven't. They're keeping up, putting out, looking for vocations. Like in the parish I'm in, there hasn't been a vocation to priesthood, I say, 45 years. You know, we have to face reality.
At what point, because what about the counter-argument that some will make that, you know, if these arguments that the church needs to, you know, move with the times, that essentially you cease to become the church as it should be?
The church, the early Christian community, it allowed people to, it was a people's church, and it seems to have been a more inclusive church because that would have been the follow-on from Jesus himself. There's another problem as well, that the church as a brand has become toxic. Young people don't want to have anything to do with it. We're losing generations. There'll be nobody in the churches in after this generation is gone, really. That's the look of things.
Do you think, realistically, with just a single visit, that the Pope this weekend could start to change that, even start a conversation around changing that? And if he can, how does he do it?
I suppose he's over for the World Meeting of Families, so his primary concern is not the Irish Church, I would think. But because of the abuse becoming dominant issue, he is challenged now to bring in structural changes that are going to bring more people into leadership roles. Mm. And so I don't know how do you change something that's become so toxic, and how do you go about one of the images that comes from the gospel is Jesus cleaning out the temple, and I suppose a lot of people are hoping that Pope Francis will do something of that maybe this weekend, that he's going to say, I am going to have the courage to clean out the temple, you know, the curia in Rome and all those who have been done the cover-up.
All right. Look, on that note, Father Roy Donovan, who, as I said, is based down in County Limerick. Father Donovan, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning.